Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages for its all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your all to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing.
praise the Lord, everybody. Excuse me, seems like I'm choked up this morning. With My Greater Is Coming by Jacqueline Carr. It was a blessing to say, great is coming, great anointing, greater pressing and shaking. And it's shaking us up into a new and higher anointing in Jesus Christ. We're so thankful to be on this broadcast this Monday. Everybody blessed, had a blessed weekend, and we're glad and excited that the Lord has allowed us to come back on at another broadcast on this broadcast with welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host today, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read that out the King James Version out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment, They Overcame, is aired at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And you can find that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And it's a time that you can give your testimony. So please feel free to come on at 5 a.m. Pacific time, California time. I think 8 a.m. Her time in the Carolinas. An early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer for each and every one of y'all to come on, and you can pray. We usually pray 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes as the Lord leads it. And we're normally on 30 minutes, or sometime we go over a little bit. But please come out and join us and let the Lord hear your prayer and your voice with this prayer on Sunday morning prayer. Tune in and expect it to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archive messages for today and each day that they come on the broadcast 7 days a week. We appreciate, and you know, we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. And as we say every day, don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And we're so thankful and blessed today that we're on this broadcast. And what time? Evangelist Bernard's now yet. Well, we have, you know, our topic this whole month, as the Lord has given our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, empowering souls for destiny. And that's the whole month of August, and it's leading up to the crusade that will be held next month in New Orleans, Louisiana. And that's, I think, September the 4th through the 6th during the Labor Day weekend. So Evangelist Bernard will give you more information about that But please keep us up in prayer as the Lord go forth and have his way, because it's all about empowering souls and going out in the hedges and the highway. And as the Bible say, compel men and women to come in to the kingdom of God and our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And with that, we're so thankful this Monday morning, Monday afternoon here in California time, and 3 hours up and 3 hours back, wherever you are, but we're at 1 o'clock here in California time, and we're so excited to bring our speaker on today. He's been with us over a year and a half. The Lord sent him on his own. The Lord just sent a liberal Democrat on this broadcast. And first, I'm always telling this story because we don't know what the Lord is doing, but it's always mighty in his eyes and his people. And he first came on the chat room. And I kept seeing him come on and hitting and telling me such this, that, and this, and that. And I'm learning the chat room, so I'm trying to follow him. Then he put himself in the block so nobody else. I said, oh, Lord. So finally the Lord led him. He heard and listened to the mighty men and women of God that brought forth this word, and Evangelist Adrian Bernard, our founder, that bring life into this ministry. And she brought forth the word. And the next thing we know, we looked up and we seen Minister Liberal Democrat on the chat, on the switchboard. So, and then he said a few words, and we knew that the Lord had sent him with the anointing from heaven above to his precious people on this earth. And he's been nothing but a blessing and a help to this broadcast and to Evangelist Bernard and to all of you. And he's always, if you ask him, he's always saying, yeah. Well, I said, Minister Democrat, I'm going to go to this one and that one, but then he'd be on for a while. And he said, oh, it's all right. I just feel churchy, and I want to listen to the saints, their testimonies or whatever they have. So he has a heart of patience and of love for God's gracious people. So with no other than that, I'm going to introduce to y'all Minister Liberal Democrat, and he's all the way from Los Angeles, California. And we say, have your way, Minister Democrat. Open up with prayer and be led as the Lord leads you to give us that rhema word from on high. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We're on a different phone. Amen. God, I'm on East Coast time today. Amen. So I think I'm on with some of you guys. Amen. It's like 4, amen, something in the evening here. Amen. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yeah, I can hear you. It's a little
all right.
Low. Let me see. Can they hear you? Can everybody? I'm open up their lines. Can everybody hear Minister Democrat?
All right. I'm on.
He's low.
I just put my... All
okay,
right, I'm trying to do something.
He's low, but I can hear him a little bit.
You can hear him a little bit.
All right, mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure it out here. Amen.
Take your time, brother.
Amen.
Take your time.
Okay, thank
amen.
You.
I'm trying to get this thing together here. Amen. I wonder why it's so low. Amen.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so let me just try something here.
Take your time.
Turn up. Amen. All right. Is that still living? I had it like this. Is that better?
All right. Much better.
Okay. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. I'll try it one more again. Amen. Sister Ruby, I'm just doing a sound check over here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right. Is it clearer or still low?
It's clearer to me, but let me open their line and see whether they hear the same thing I'm hearing. Sister Renita, is it clear to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Prophet Glover.
All right. Amen. I'll be mindful and I'll speak a little louder. Amen.
It's clear.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You know I can be loud. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank the praise God. Amen, for another opportunity, amen, to say something, amen, on behalf of the Lord. Amen, amen. We have this job situation. I prayed for this new job situation, amen. And when it came to me, amen, I was telling, amen, the evangelist, I said, evangelist, I want to stay in the cut because I know, amen, like my job is going to take me away soon, amen, out of the country for a couple of months. And amen, she said, come on anyhow, and amen, Amen. And I just came on in and got churchy up in here. So, all amen, right. God. So, again, I leave out Saturday, amen, to London. Amen. So I'm going to be gone for like 6 months. So y'all probably won't hear me for about 6 months. But amen to God. I just thank and praise God. Amen for the saints, for the prayers. Amen. And we're talking about empowerment. Amen. Amen. And that is what I've gotten, amen, from being on this line. Amen. 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 Empowering souls for destiny. In other words, amen, with a topic like that, it reminds us that it's not just about us, that every single thing that happens to us or that we go through, amen, amen, is for somebody else. Amen. Empowering soul, not empowering myself. Hallelujah. Not empowering, amen, just me, but empowering souls for destiny. In other words, giving them tools, amen, to do things, to do greater things, like Jesus said for us to do. Amen. So we're going to get ready to pray. Amen, amen, that God will do a thing. And before we pray, I want us, amen, those that's following us online, BibleGateway.com, amen, Matthew chapter 16, amen, and verse number 18. And we're talking about empowering souls for destiny. In other words, amen to God, amen, I'm empowering souls. In other words, I'm not empowering myself, but I'm about my Father's business. Amen. And verse number 18, and those of you following us online, BibleGateway.com, amen, amen. I told y'all I was supposed to give me a check. I'm trying to told you. Thank you. Amen, amen. But that's what everyone's watching online now, reading online, listening to online, amen, your various versions of the Bible. So go to Bible number 16 and verse number 18. Amen. And a very familiar scripture. Amen. And we're talking about empowering souls for destiny. So we're going to get ready to pray. I want to read this first. And this is Jesus talking to Peter. Amen. And I also say unto thee that thou art Petros. Now, that's Peter's name in the Greek, Petros. And Petros means a piece of a large rock. That's what his name means in the Greek. His name is P-E-T-R-O-S, Petros or Petros, however you want to pronounce it, piece of a large rock. And Jesus said, amen to God, hallelujah, verse 18, and I also say unto thee that thou art peace of a large rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Now we're going to go into prayer. We're talking about empowering souls for destiny. And every time I come on here, this is the thing that God reminds me to do, empower the people. And just like Jesus said to Peter when he was empowering him, amen, we want to empower you as well. Jesus said unto him again in verse number 18, he said, thou art peace of a large rock. And as we begin to pray, I want to remind you who you are. The Bible reminds us to empower one another, to encourage one another. It said, forget not to assemble yourselves as a manner of such have done. Now, when you look up the word assemble, it means put together. Now, I'm going to give you this tool today that God is reminding you, amen, to put yourself together. Now, this is what you're going to do as we begin to pray. Because, amen, brother preacher not going to be there. Brother bishop not going to be there. Brother pastor not going to be there. So you must not forget to assemble yourselves together, not just be in a congregation, but put yourself literally together on your own. In other words, you got to get your prayer life together. You got to get your, amen, Bible reading together. You got to get, amen, to God, hallelujah, your discernment together. You got to get so in God, you got to activate it. So, amen to God, when I'm talking about assemble, amen to God, and catch the revelation, when the Bible says assemble yourself, the word assemble means put together. So, amen to God, from this conversation, amen, God wants you to start putting yourself back together. So as we begin to pray, amen, 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 amen. I'm talking to pieces of large rocks on this telephone line. Amen. Jesus said, Peter, your name, Peter, is Petros. Amen. That means I'm part of a large rock. It's a reason that he named his disciples the what he named them. It's a reason he picked people according to what their name was. And you were chosen to come on this line today and pray with us and to remind you of who you are. You are pieces of large rock. Amen. I'm trying to tell you today that you are a piece of it. Amen to God. And when you are a piece of something, that means you can't do it all by yourself. Amen. But you came here on this line today with your brothers and your sisters. And when you put these pieces of rock together, oh, come on, somebody. When I talk about the chemistry of a thing, when you begin to put rocks together, amen to God, they can form a blow to the devil. So we're going to begin to put our rocks together. Am I talking to a rock today? Amen to God. Hallelujah. In other words, amen to God. When you try to do something to a rock, I cannot be hurt because I'm a rock. I am sturdy. I am on foundation in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody going to begin to pray with us. Lord, amen to God. Find you a place. If you got to pull your car over, amen, pieces of rocks are driving cars right now. Amen, pieces of rocks are sitting in their home right now. Pieces of rocks. Amen, I'm trying to tell you that, amen, you're going to be that piece of rock, amen, that Goliath got knocked down with. Amen, he didn't get knocked down with a bullet. He didn't get knocked down, amen, the guy with a sword or a chariot. He got knocked down with a rock. And I believe I got some rocks on this phone. Yeah, you've been beat up. I look at rocks. Rocks have been beat up. Rocks have been, amen, scarred. Rocks have been burned. Been how close they are to the equator. But amen to God, hallelujah. If you throw one at somebody, they're going to feel the pain. Amen. I need you to remind yourself who you are as you begin to pray. I'm a piece of a large rock. Amen. In other words, I can still give the devil a blow. Praise God, I don't have a title, but I got a death blow I can give him when I'm reminded of who I am. In the name of Jesus, come on, come on, come on, find you a place. Amen. The Bible said in that other verse, amen, 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 hallelujah, 19, I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever thou shalt bind on earth, I got the ability to bind. I got the ability, amen, amen, to bind, amen, on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. Now you have been given the authority. We're talking about empowering souls for destiny. Amen. I'm reminding you in your clothes that you got on, you have a spiritual rope. And then we always talk about put on your armor of God, the whole armor of God. Well, when you put on the whole armor of God, remind yourself that I got a rope. Amen. To bind the devil with. Amen. I got a rope. Amen, amen, I got a rope, amen. Come on, come on, get your ropes out. In the name of Jesus, every prophet, every evangelist, every, amen, apostle, amen, every prophetess, amen, wherever you are right now, get your ropes out. Amen, we're talking about empowering souls for destiny. Amen, amen, and this is how we do it. Amen, when you put on the whole armor of God, amen, you forget you can't go out there without your rope. If he said you got the ability to bind stuff, amen, that means, amen to God, I cannot leave this house without my rope, because everywhere I go, I got to be binding spirits. If I got to go grocery shopping, I'm going to bind spirits. If I'm going to a church, amen, I know everybody ain't saved, I got to bind spirits. When I call into conference call lines like this one, I have to bind spirit. I'm empowering a soul this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever time you listen. Amen. Come on, come on and pray. Get your ropes out. In the name of Jesus, bind the strong man. Amen. Before I preach, amen, he got to be bound. That spirit got to sit down. That spirit, amen, it got to be his power of movement has to be taken away from them before I preach in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Before we prophesy, we got to bind in the name of the Lord. Come on, come on, come on, prophet. Bind him. Use your rope in the name of Jesus. Come on, evangelist. Use your rope. Amen. We're talking about empowering soul for destiny. I'm telling you, when you're put on, amen, got the whole armor of God, don't forget that rope that you got, because, amen, you dress. But now what you're going to do, you got to use your rope in the name of Jesus. Whatever you bind on earth, hallelujah, is going to be bound in heaven. Somebody's still binding with us. In the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, we take away that power from the adversary. We take away his authority in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We take away his power. We cancel his assignment in that house. We cancel his assignment, amen, while we driving in the car. I'm canceling your assignment. I'm using my rope. Come on, somebody. Somebody need to say it out loud. I'm using my rope. See, you forgot when you called in today, the message is empowering souls for destiny, giving you the authority, amen, to do what you need to do. The Bible said, I gave it to you. He said, amen, Peter, you are a piece of a rock. Amen. Your name is Petros. Look it up. Look it up when you read it. Amen. God, look what Peter names me. Amen. You are a piece of a rock. Remind yourself of who you are when you're feeling weak. Amen. Remind yourself who you are attached to. Amen. When you're feeling weak, I am peace of a rock, and that same rock that killed Goliath. Oh, bless his holy name in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, for these pieces of rocks are coming together in the name of Jesus. And we thank you even now, God, that someone is being knocked down, God. Some assignment is being canceled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody is being healed as we are yet speaking, amen, of God, because somebody learned how to use their rope. Not only put on their clothes, but they learned how to use their weapons, God. Oh, come on, somebody's still binding right now. When I'm binding stuff, amen, he can't move now. Somebody just turned him into a watcher. Somebody just turned him into, all he can do is just look at how we have in church right now. Amen, amen. A while ago you had pain, but you bound up the pain in the name of Jesus. You remind yourself of who you are. Whatever I bind, whatever I bind up pain, amen, praise the Lord. I bind up people. I bind up places. I bind up things. Whatever you bind up, amen, hallelujah, it's going to be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm going to lose some stuff. Amen, amen. All the people can lose some things. Amen. The Bible says, amen, wear this world, amen, like a loose garment. Amen. In other words, amen, I'm not so attached to the world. Amen. Because when I'm attached to the world and I'm wearing the world clothes, I can't move. I can't have liberty. I can't loose nothing because my clothes too tight. I can't loose nothing. I'm not talking about your natural clothes. I don't care what you're wearing right now. I'm talking about if you're wearing the world too close, that's going to affect your movement and the spiritual things that I'm talking about. Amen, amen. Come on, somebody, get that revelation. Amen. I'm not talking about your clothes. I'm talking about how close you're wearing the world. Amen. God, if you're wearing the world close, you can't move. The Bible says, whatever you loose on earth, amen, come on, come on, come on, come on. You can't loose nothing if you ain't loose yourself. You can't loose anything unless you, amen, of God, have liberty. And the Bible said where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to loose some stuff. Amen. I want to loose some stuff on this line. These gifts, God, amen, that you got in these here people, God. We're not going to pray for them, God, because you already given them to us. But we're going to pray that you activate them. You said now the fruit of the Spirit is. Amen, amen. That means there's a fruit. There's a lot of seeds inside of it. Oh, God, right now, activate. Activate, amen, that prophet. Activate that preacher. Activate that evangelist. Activate that pastor. Activate them, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Activate them right now. Loose amen, that power, amen, to God. Hallelujah, oh my, that thing that's been holding on the inside. Amen, to God, that temperance, that self-control. Loose it, God. They've been hacked. They've been calling in, God, saying, I can't control myself. I can't do this. But, God, we loose that spirit of temperance. God, when you saved us, God, you gave us temperance in the name of Jesus. Loose that in them, oh God, and that man and that woman and that boy and that girl, that person that's listening on this line, God, begin, oh, come on, somebody praying right now. Lord, loose it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, God. We done bound some stuff up. Amen. And we done loose some stuff. We thank you right now, God, for that scripture. We thank you for Peter's name, God, for Petros. Amen. We thank you, God, for Brother Petros. Amen. For that piece of a rock. Amen. And I thank you for Sister Petros, that piece of a rock. Remind yourself who you are. Amen, amen, amen. When stuff happens to you, I'm a rock. I'm a rock. I'm solid. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to be all right. In Jesus' name, I claim this. I give you that affirmation. Amen. I give you that declaration. Amen. I give you that decree. I charge you to remind yourself that you are a piece of a rock. In Jesus' name, as we finish binding. Come on, come on, come on. Amen, amen. You got a few more seconds to bind some stuff. Amen. It's time for you, when you call in this line, to exercise your gifts. Amen to God. The Bible says, amen to God, whatever you bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven. That means that, amen, I've given you a rope. Amen. What you doing with it right now that you have called in? Amen. You called in sick. Amen. What you doing with that rope in your hand? Your spiritual rope. What you doing with it? Amen. You want God to give you a job. You want God to give you a husband. You want God to, amen to God, give you wisdom and discernment. Amen. What you doing with that rope in your hand right now, whatever I bind up in the name of, oh, come on, somebody. Amen, amen. What you doing with your rope? Amen. If you're sitting by somebody, amen, ask them, what you doing with your rope? Amen, amen. Come on, come on. You've been saved longer than me. What you doing with your rope in the name of Jesus? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Empowering souls for destiny. Amen, amen. What you doing with your rope? What you doing with it? Amen, amen. He said, Peter, amen, amen. I'm giving you the keys. Whatever you bind on earth, hallelujah, will be bound in heaven. We thank you right now, God. Amen, amen. We thank you. Amen, for activating that prophet. We thank you, God, for activating, oh, God, that temperance. Oh, God, that self-control, God. Amen, those that were suffering from addiction, when they called in, they forgot who they were. But, oh, God, reminded them that they have a spirit of temperance, that they have a spirit of self-control. Amen. If you've been baptized in the Spirit of God and you spoke in tongues and the Spirit of God gave utterance, he filled you with some self-control. Oh, God, all you got to do is activate it. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. What you doing with your rope? Huh? Come on, come on. What you doing with your rope? Amen. God got us by here today asking questions. What you doing with your rope? Amen. Whatever you bind, what you binding with? What you binding with? Amen. What you about to tie something up? Amen. You got to tie it up. Amen. If you need a bigger demon to fight, amen, God, get you a bigger rope. Amen. Your bigger rope, the more you pray, the bigger your rope gets. Amen. The more you stay before God and studying, the bigger your rope gets. Amen. The more you begin to assemble yourself, put yourself back together. Amen. I'm doing that right now. Come on, somebody. Get that revelation. I'm putting myself back together right now. Amen. Amen. If I'm assembling myself. Amen. Forget not to assemble yourself. Forget not to put yourself back together. Amen. This is about empowerment, right? Amen. Reminding you about the power that you have. Forget not to assemble yourself. Forget not to put yourself back together in the name of somebody putting themselves back together right now. Amen, amen, amen. I refuse to be depressed another day. I refuse, amen, to be sick another day. I refuse to be worried. I refuse to be in fear and intimidation. Oh, come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Use your rope. Use your rope in the name of Jesus. I realize who I am. I'm putting myself back together. Amen. Look at it. Look at it like your body. You surrounded by body parts, arms and legs. Amen to God. Amen. That the discouragement is a leg, and the depression is an arm, and the foot is something.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever
oh, yeah.
it is. But amen to God. But you need to put yourself back together. Come on, come on, come on. Mm. Assemble yourself, you see, as we begin to preach this message. Somebody's putting themselves back together. Even
all right.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, come on, come on. Somebody just put that, you know what? Amen, amen. And God, they said, you know what? Amen. I called in here. Amen. And God, I was feeling some kind of way, but I put myself back together. I found out, amen, it's good to pray with people, but if I ain't got people, I found out that I can assemble myself. Oh, bless his holy name. I can put myself back together in Jesus' name. Oh, I'm churching right about now. Amen, amen. We done put folk together. We done bound stuff together. We done, oh, come on, we done found out that we are some pieces of some rocks. Amen, amen, amen. Now we're going to go back into Jeremiah. Amen, amen. We're still empowering folks. Amen. We're still reminding us of who we are. Amen.
Come on.
In the book of Jeremiah, amen, chapter number, amen, 8, and verse number 20 through 22. Amen, amen. We're moving around a little bit today. Amen.
Go
amen.
Ahead.
But we've got
ahead.
To remind ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. And I hope y'all can hear me because, again, I'm on this different phone. Amen, amen, amen. But I thank God. Amen, 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 amen. We are empowering souls for destiny. Amen, amen. I want you to get a bag. You got a spiritual bag out because we done gave you some tools. You done found out that you can assemble yourself. Amen. You can put yourself back together. Amen. Because God has given you tools. I put stuff inside of you. Amen. And I am activating you on this line. The reason you called in today is to be activated. I activated you. You have got the power of healing. I've activated you. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. 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 That word that has been spoken over you, you got the mind to rebuke it. You can tie up those false prophecies that have been pushed over you, that have been said over you, and whatever. Whatever you bind on earth, amen, going to be bound in heaven. You got the ability to tie stuff up. See, I want you to get these tools, amen, because the Bible said, amen. He said, look, now, eyes haven't seen it, ears have not heard. But, amen, I've been revealed to those that love me. I'm in the revealing. Oh, God is revealing. He's in the rhema right now. Somebody in their house just got rhema. Somebody in their car just got rhema. Somebody opened up their computer and tuned in and just got rhema. Lord, you mean I can put myself back together? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm looking spiritually at pieces of rocks coming together. Jesus looked at him and said, what's your name here? Amen. Peter, amen. You know your name in Greek is Petros. That means a piece of a rock. Amen. You know how strong a piece of a rock is. Amen. Imagine what together if one piece of rock get together with another piece of rock, and that piece of rock get together with another piece of rock. Amen. And
come
when
on
they begin
now.
To bind. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. When they begin to, amen, to God, to attack back. Amen, 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 amen. We're reminding you, amen, of who you are. The book of Jeremiah, amen, to God, chapter number 8 and verse 20. Amen, 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 amen. Reminding us, amen, empowering souls, amen, to God. So what you're about to read, amen, get ready. You're about to get a tool. God is about to activate some tea. All the time when you pray, you're not praying for God to give me, give me, give me. Your prayer is changing from give me to activate inside of me. Amen.
All
you
right.
already gave it to me, God. But, amen, I need to get into a place for it to be activated. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen, amen. Before I go here, amen, I'm going to go to Jeremiah chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 13. And it says, for my people have committed two evils. Two. They have forsaken me, a fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water.
Listen,
we're talking about empowering souls for destiny. Don't you know that when God began to set up the planet, he put water in a certain place where he wanted it to be, amen to God, and he put it around places that it needed just itself to grow. But when man got hold of it, God said, man wanted to live in other places. God said, I want you to originally live in the Garden of Eden. And in the Garden of Eden, there's plenty of water. In the Garden of Eden, there's plenty of trees. In the Garden of Eden, there's plenty of stuff for you to eat. But then man said, amen to God, God was not enough. Amen to God. And got kicked out of the garden. Well, fast forward, amen to God, now they are living in deserts now. People are living in deserts where they don't have to. Amen. And when you live in a desert, amen, amen, provisions aren't made for you. You got to go and do some artificial stuff. And this is where the word cistern comes in. Cistern is like homemade reservoirs or wells. In other words, God got his water in a nice place where he originally wanted it at. And it's a reason that he ain't put it out there in the desert. But man said, I don't want to live how you want me to live, God, where it's comfortable. I don't wanna live. I wanna go out in the desert. And so when man goes out in the desert and not and gets out of God's will, amen to God, he has to build his stuff. And the bad thing about a cistern, you dig a hole into a ground about 15, 20 feet, amen to God, and you said, okay, this is gonna be enough water for the community, and we just keep filling this up. And you put a rock over it and whatnot. But the problem with building your own well, amen to God, instead of using the lake that God gave you, instead of using the ocean that God gave you, when you build stuff on your own, a cistern, amen, the water begins to, amen, leak out and cracks in the sides of the wall. Amen. When you go back to the well, you notice that the water ain't high as it used to be. And then the water begins to evaporate. And soon, when you go back to that cistern that you built, all the water is gone. Now, what does that have to do with empowering souls for destiny? I'm empowering somebody to tell you, go back to the lake and get away from that cistern in the name of Jesus. Well, come on, somebody. God didn't put the lake there. That's where you're supposed to eat at. That's where you're supposed to go to church at. That's where you're supposed to get fed at. But you done went out into the wilderness and built you a cistern and dug you a hole in the ground and poured you water, and now you're getting mad because there are cracks in the cistern. Amen to God. In the cistern, amen to God, you're mad that it's evaporating. God said, amen, if you go to my lake, my water never evaporates in the ocean. The ocean been there for several hundreds of years, thousands of years, and ain't never evaporated. The ocean that I built been there for, come on. What I've got for you is enough. Come on, somebody. I'm empowering somebody today. I'm trying to get you out of that desert. Amen, amen. God had you in a place, amen to God, and you didn't want to be there, so you left. But God said, get out of that desert in the name of Jesus and go back to where I put you at in the name of Jesus, where I can feed you. That's why there are cracks in the system. There's cracks in the system. Amen. Something that you built. Amen. That's why, amen to God, your prayer ain't going through like you want it to. Amen. That's why you ain't got no power. That's why you ain't got what you want. You done built something. Amen. And it got cracks in it. And it's evaporating. And God said, go back to the lake that I built in the name of Jesus. In the lake that God built, this water, this food to take care of you in that lake. Amen. In the lake that God built, amen. Oh, come on. Amen. The book of Jeremiah chapter 8. Amen. Hallelujah. There's cracks in the system. Amen. We got to wonder, amen, why don't I have power? Why? See, because when we build stuff, see, when you get out of God's will, stuff don't work like it originally works. Amen. You ever notice a car? Amen. I've said this parable before. Amen. You drive in a car through the wintertime. You can't drive it the same way in the summertime. Because in the wintertime, you need specific wheels on your car to get you to certain terrain. Amen. In the summertime, you can just drive any kind of wheel. Amen. Because you ain't got no terrain. But in the wintertime, you got snow. In the wintertime, you got mud. In the wintertime, you got stuff that might get you stuck. So you need a specific kind of wheel on that car. And when you got just regular wheels on that car, you're stuck. And many of us, amen, are stuck, and we're not empowered because we got regular wheels on that car. And God said, get your wheels off of that car and put my wheel back on it. My wheel gonna get you out of this terrain that you done got stuck in. My wheel gonna get you, amen, through this stuff, amen, that you've been stuck in for months, for years, for weeks. But you put my wheel on your car, amen, my Firestone tire, amen, I will ride over those rocks, amen, you won't get stuck no more, amen, your tire just been spinning, you got those summertime wheels on your car in the wintertime, and your car's just spinning on that black ice, and you can't find a way out, but when you get the will of God on that car, amen, you got a snow tire, you got a change in it, they can dig into the ground, the chains of God can dig into that terrain, the chains of God can dig into that back territory, and can drive over every demon, and can just pop over every demon. When you get into the will of God, amen, just like you got that right wheel on your car, you can drive over demons. Oh, I'm talking to somebody in the name. Get back in the will of God. Get back. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, you want power. You want to be empowered. Amen. Get that regular will off of you. Amen. Not my will, but Lord, let thy will be done. Amen, amen. The sister got a crack in it. Amen. God said, amen. I already gave you a lake. I already gave you a place where you're supposed to go at and get water. I already gave you a place where you're supposed to eat at. I already gave you a place where you're supposed to get spiritual from. But you went out into the desert and you dug your own stuff. And now it got cracks in the side of the wall. And all the water that leaked out. Amen. It got even evaporated out. Amen. Now you're in the desert thirsty. Maybe you're just thirsty. You're like, I'm dehydrated, God. I find myself in a strange place. Amen. God, hallelujah. Amen. I'm not getting fed, God. Amen. I'm not getting spiritual, God. Things that I used to get, God. Amen. I'm in a strange place. But God said, amen, God, go back to the lake. Amen. Go back to the lake where I built. It won't evaporate. Somebody say, God, ocean won't evaporate. Hallelujah. It's been out there long enough. It won't evaporate. God got something on it. It won't evaporate. Amen. Amen. But a system, you go out in the desert and you dump gallons of water in it and you cover with a rock. Amen. You go back there and you say, look, it done got lower. And you look at the people in the community who you feed and they say, hey, have you taken some of it? They said, no, it ain't. Me, the sun dried it up. I'm trying to tell you what the sun will do. Amen. When you go out in outside of God's will, the sun's going to dry up your sister. Amen. When you took somewhere, somebody said, amen, God, I'm going somewhere else. And I'm going to preach when you should be, amen, in the church. I'm going to prophesy when you should be doing something else. God's going to, amen, the sun is going to dry it up. Somebody said, ain't nothing the devil, but it ain't the devil, it's God. God said, amen, God, go back where I have you at. Amen, 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 amen. I need you around some strong people. I need you around people that's praying. I need you around people that's touching in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, come on. When you look at your sister, you're looking at her. Look at that, look at that, look at that. Look, you spent a lot of money on it, but it still got cracks in it. You spent a lot of money on it, but it couldn't keep the sun from taking that out of it. I'm trying to tell you that God, amen, to God, except God build a thing. He said, man, come on, come on, come on. We in verse number, amen, chapter number 8, amen, verse number 20, amen. We in Jeremiah, hallelujah, the women prophet. Now, Jeremiah just witnessed, amen to God, an entire nation, amen, after Josiah, amen, left his kingship and passed, he witnessed the whole nation went to idolatry. And then he witnessed a whole nation got, amen, into captivity. Amen. 10 tribes, amen, got ousted by the Assyrians. Amen. And 2 tribes by Babylon. So now Jeremiah sitting there saying, Lord, the whole nation is in captivity. I never thought I'd see the day when the whole nation is in chains, when the whole nation is ran out of town, when the whole nation, amen, ain't got no power. I never thought said, I see that day that that would happen. Amen. God said, go tell that people. Amen. They got about them sisters. You tell them to get rid of them sisters. Amen. They've been going after sisters for a long time. I told them this would happen when they wanted a king. I told them to stick with my prophets. But now they wanted a king. And now look at them. Amen. 10 of the 12 tribes of Israel is caught up by the Assyrians. And 10 of the 12 tribes of Israel is caught up by Babylon. Jeremiah, you go and tell them and ask them a question. Jeremiah, amen. They ain't never saw this before. You see, the whole children of Israel, our whole nation in bondage. Amen. That ain't too much. That ain't too strange from some of us on this phone. Amen. When you look at the prison industrial complex, amen, you begin to see how many black people are in prison, how many black women are in
That's
prison,
right.
disproportionately to other races. Amen. So I'm not surprised when I see our whole nation can be incarcerated. Our whole nation can be, oh, come on, come on. So, Jeremiah, amen, I want you to go talk to these people. We're empowering you today. Amen, amen, amen. We told you, amen, get rid of them cisterns. Amen, come on, come on. Ask them a question, Jeremiah. Amen. Verse number 20, chapter number 8. The harvest is past.
Uh-huh.
The summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black, astonished, hallelujah, have taken a hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the help of the daughter of my people recovered? This was an empowering message. He said, amen, don't you know, amen, out of the 12 tribes of Israel, God was given a place where, amen, the God, the balm of Gilead was. It was a place where people came from all over the world because it didn't grow in no place but Africa and Asia. So, amen, the God, no matter who you were, you had to come to this place. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. You've been going to other places, amen to God, trying to find joy. You've been going to other places, amen to God, hallelujah, trying to find answers to questions. What God said, amen, that plant only grow here. Hallelujah. So you got a problem to work out. You got some questions to answer and ask yourself. If that plant only grow here, amen, and you live over there, amen, either you got to get somebody to bring it to you or you got to go to where it's at. Oh, come on, I'm talking about the power of it. Hallelujah. So he took to them, he looked at them, and he said, Jeremiah said, amen, it's like walking into a hospital, and all the doctors are coughing. All the doctors are sick. All the doctors are covering their mouths with masks. And he said, what's going on here? You make your provision, amen, you make your living selling medicine. This is what we do. People come from all over the world to come to this hospital. What y'all doing sick? Oh, come on, come on, come on. Is there no balm in Gilead? Oh, come on, come on, come on. We're trying to activate something inside of you. I'm trying to remind you who you are. Like Jeremiah had to remind them, ain't y'all doctors? Don't people come all over the world to Africa and to Asia for this plant, amen, that secretes turpentine, amen, that's twice its weight in gold, amen, to God? Don't you remember who you are? Amen. Hallelujah. Remember who you are. Amen. You don't need to go to the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God got it in you. He can activate it inside of you. Amen. Everything you got was inside of you. Amen. You just got to, amen, be in a certain situation to activate it. Scientists believe in this right and left brain thing. They say musicians and artists, amen to God, amen, because of what they do, amen, because their right hand and their left hand have to work independently, they can use the right and left side of their brain. Everybody can't do that. But when you become an artist, you use more of your brain. It reminds me that God said, amen to God, amen again. Sleep, make a joyful noise unto him. Maybe God will say to himself, when I turn these people into musicians, they're going to be using, amen to God, parts of their brain that they ain't never used before. Amen. When these people turn into artists, amen to God, they're going to use a part of their brain that they never thought they had before. Amen. I ain't understanding when God begins to speak a thing like that to you. I'm going to wake something up inside of you. I'm going to remind you about the palm in Gilead. I'm going to remind you, amen, of God. When you start thinking differently, amen, you're going to open up doors and activate some things in your spirit that you ain't been using before. Activate some things in your mind you ain't been using before. Amen. I'm an artist. Amen. I'm a musician. Amen. I'm using right and left side of my brain. So I look at things differently. That's why God kept saying, amen, to the psalmist David, make a joyful noise. Let everything that hath breath praise me. Because when you begin to praise me, you open up a spiritual level inside of your brain. And you begin to activate yourself. Scientists are just now trying to figure it out.
Ooh,
and look at these brain waves. Why is that brain waves being activated that wasn't activated before? And then every time they begin to sing a song, their brain waves on the left side start activating. Let's get analytical. Let's start figuring stuff out when they sing a song. It makes me wonder. I mean, every time I'm going through something, if I begin to sing a song, my mind starts getting different. I start encouraging myself with a song in the name of Jesus. And my right and my left brain begin to give me an answer to the problem. And by the time I finish the song, amen, I'm singing the song like Uncle Reese be singing. I'm going to praise until I pass out. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. I'm going to think about the goodness till I pass out in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on. God know what he's doing. Amen. You need to start getting a song in you. You need to turn into an artist, to a musician. Amen. So God can activate that thing inside your spirit. Amen. So you can get through these trials and tribulations. Amen. Remember who you are. We are empowering you. If there's no ball, then give you. Amen. People come from all over the world to get this stuff. Amen. They try to follow it. They try to buy it. Hallelujah. But all you got to do is think of the goodness of Jesus. All you got to do is sing yourself. That's all you got to do is get a song when you find yourself. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to figure it out. God said, greater is he that's inside of you than he that's in the world. The answer is inside of you. Oh, come on, somebody. All you got to do is start singing. Come on, somebody right now might be singing a song. Amen. I've been going through some stuff, but oh, God, I got a song in me. Amen. Some folk would rather have houses and land. Some folk choose silver and gold. These things they cherish and forget about their soul. But I decided to make I'm deciding to make Jesus my choice. Oh, come on, look at the song. Somebody think about that, huh? So where my Bible scholars, huh? Come on, but think about the left and right hemisphere and how it begins to affect, amen, the way you think. How it begins to affect the way you move in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I got it there for a reason. I put it in Gilead. I left it in Gilead. I don't want it to go nowhere else. I left it in the church. I don't want it to grow in the world. Oh, I'm preaching now. I'm not going to let it grow in the world. It's only going to be in the church. If you want to get this blessing, you got to go in the church to find it. If you want to get that anointing, you got to go in the church to find it. You're not going to find it in the world. You're not going to, come on, somebody. You're not going to find it out
hallelujah.
There. People are still traveling, trying to find the answer to faith, saying, God, I've been praying for this. God, I've been praying for that.
Jesus.
Where was the Gilead? Amen. The palm is the same place it was when you used to go to Sunday school. The palm the same place it was when you was in college and then going to Bible study to the Black Student Union. The palm is the same place. Oh, come on. Somebody need to shout with us. The bomb is the same place. It ain't never moved. Amen. I hope I'm empowering somebody. Amen. God. Hallelujah. Amen. Get your song out. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is why God began to deal with the people of God like musicians. I want y'all to march around the walls of Judah. Amen. I want you to march. Amen. 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 I want you to get rhythmically. Amen. Moving together. Amen. 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 And then on the last trespass. I want you to give a Shabbat praise. I want you to give a loud shout. Amen. You're going to activate something inside your brain, something inside your spirit. It's going to be activated. And all that together, these pieces of rocks, all of these petrols in the name of Jesus, they're going to come together. And this piece of rock going to get with that piece of rock. And when they give that Shabbat praise, and when they give that loud yell, they become not one piece, not two pieces, but one big rock in the name of Jesus. And you're knocking the devil's stuff down. You're knocking the devil's assignments down. You're canceling his assignments when you come together on this line. When you musically came together. When you come on. Change it all to foolishness.
Hallelujah.
Just catching up with God. Amen. We trying to leave the church now. Amen. We trying to act like the world. Amen. Dress like the world. Be like the world. Amen. The woman of God said, wear it what? Amen. Loosely. Loosely.
Loosely.
Amen. Ain't you trying to be constricted? Ain't you trying to can't move around in the spirit like you want? That's because you're wearing the world too close. Amen. Somebody spiritually cut the side of that dress. Amen. Amen. And God, hallelujah. And walk around, amen, more freer in the Lord. Amen. Get the world off of you in the name of Jesus. Do the same thing, brethren, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're wearing stuff too close. I'm not talking about your clothes. I'm talking about the world. Amen. You're trying to talk like them, trying to act like them, getting their messages, amen, from souls that they got, doing this and doing that. But amen, amen, begin to move away from it. And get, amen, come on. God, remember we used to wear baggies, amen, you moved around better in them. Amen, I got to just like in the church. Oh, bless his name. Amen. When I wear the world loosely, I can move around. I got liberty. Amen.
Come on.
Jesus. When I move around in God, y'all, I'm in revival mode now. All the devil in trouble now. Somebody messed around and prayed. Somebody messed around and got their rope out. Somebody messed around and bound that strong man in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is talking now. I want you in my will. Amen. You want to ride over that? I want you to spiritually look. Amen. You got the snow. And you got your regular wheel. You got the snow and you got those snow tires. Which one you going to put on your car? Amen. If you're really sick and tired of being sick and tired, get that regular wheel off your car in this broadcast. Get that regular wheel off your spirit in this broadcast and put on that snow tire in the name of Jesus. Put on the wheel of God. Put on the wheel of God. Put it on right now. You got time. Put it on. Amen. Like a new pair of clothes. Step into it like some red bottoms in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm going to get my hat on and my new shoes. Oh, hallelujah. I got a new walk. Wolverine, glory. And it's mine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got a new talk. Wolverine, glory. And it's mine. Thank you, Jesus. I know you got yours, but it's mine. Hallelujah. It's mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm walking back and forth now. Amen. I'm treading on lions in the head. In the name
of Jesus. Come on, come
on. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory.
Amen. You take our authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm walking back. Amen. Somebody walk back with me. Amen. You probably done walked out to the desert and had you some sisters out there. I don't like, amen, this atmosphere. It's green and water everywhere, but I don't want to be away from folk. I want to be out there in the desert. Amen. But God said, amen to God. Amen. Come on back. Leave the sister and come on back. I'm not talking about leave your sisters, but sister, amen, is like a whale. You don't left yourself. You don't found yourself in places. Amen. By yourself. You need to get back around the saints in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
You need to get them rocks together again. Come on, petrols. Where you at, petrols? Come on, come on. That means a large piece of rock. Where you at, petrols? And then find your sister. Find your brother. Amen. The God, when you ready to fight, amen to God. Don't do it by yourself. Amen. Connect yourself. Amen to your brothers and sisters. And when you throw that rock, watch what God do. If they're born in Gilead. Oh, come on, somebody. If they're born in your house. Come on, somebody. Is there a bomb in your congregation? Come on, somebody. Is there a bomb on this line in the name of Jesus? Amen. The bomb was in one place. It was in Africa and it was in Asia. People had to travel to go there. They understood that it was no place else you can get it. You can't get this, amen to God, amen, and pay for it. The Bible said that a carnal man cannot understand the spiritual things of God because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. So you can't get it nowhere else but through prayer, but through fast. There ain't nowhere else to go. The bomb is in Gilead. The bomb is here in the city. Amen, amen. You want to be empowered. Amen. You want to activate your discernment. You want to activate your stuff. Find your song. Find your praise. Song says when the saints begin to pray, let the Lord have his way. The Spirit of the Lord not coming down. It's activating something inside of you. Oh, bless his holy name. You want to see an activation? Hallelujah. You want to see something get activated? Amen. You know how good you felt when Microsoft, amen, you got activation code? You're like, whoa. Amen, amen, amen. You got your Photoshop activation code? Oh, now I can do flyers. Lord, I can do postcards. I can edit my pictures. Amen. You got Microsoft publishers and all. Oh, Lord, I can do my documents now and this and that now. Amen. When you got activated, oh, man, you got power. Amen. Well, look at God. Amen. Come on, get activated today. Forget about what happened before you called in this line. Forget about what happened a year ago, a month ago. Forget about that. There's a bomb in Gilead today. There's a bomb in your house. The only way you're going to get that anointing is in the Spirit of God. The safest place in the whole wide world is still inside the will of God. You want to get empowered. You want to get connected. You want to get activated. Get in the will of God. And watch what God do. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
The Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Oh, I need him on the job. Everywhere you go. Said I need him on the job. Everywhere you go. Said I use them on the line. Everywhere you go. Said I use them on the line. Everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you. Everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you. Everywhere you go.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
We speak this. And we release this. Get your rules, Jesus. Amen. Get your roots out. Come on. Somebody about to get activated. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every prophet, every preacher, every intercessor. Come on. Find your root.
Thank you.
Your spiritual root. Amen. Find that strongness so they can get activated. Your brother and sister trying to get activated right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Activate me, God. Activate me, God. Activate me, God. Don't give it to me because you already gave it to me. Activate me, God. Oh, come on. You've been praying for God to activate you for a long time. But amen to God, you've been outside. Oh, God, you've been in the desert, amen, with them cisterns, with the artificial water. Amen, the artificial water, amen to God, and well that you made got cracks in it and it evaporated. But amen, you find your way back, amen, to the will of God. Oh, come on, somebody. Activate me, God. Come on. Amen. It's me, God. Activate me. Activate me in Jesus' name. Activate my brother. Activate those assigned to me, God. Activate them. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody's giving God a wave off of right now. You just been activated. Come on. You've been activated. Come on. Hallelujah. That's all you had to do. Amen. Stop looking at the world for it because it ain't in the world. Even the world know they didn't have an answer. They said, I'm going to Gilead. Amen. Because I know only Gilead got that fragrance I like. Only Gilead got the smell I like. Only Gilead got that medicine, that ointment I got. So I'm going to make a journey. Amen. Joseph did. Joseph knew about it. When they men of God, the land was having a famine. Amen to God. There was no food. They ran out of food. And all he had left was something that smelled good. Amen. Y'all know Joseph's daddy. He said, amen. They got boys. I want y'all to go into town and try to get us some food. Amen. And what we got here? Bring us some stuff that smelled good and some medicine. The bomb in Gilead got the answer for everything. When there was a famine and there was a shortage in the land, God used Joseph's daddy to use that bomb ain't there yet to bring food back to the house. Well, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. And then we're back here again in Jeremiah. With amen to God, hallelujah, 12 tribes. 10 of them was captured by the Assyrian, and 8 was captured by the Babylonians. Amen. And he said, what is this? Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Is there not a bomb in Gilead? I'm trying to tell you what God can do. When you recognize where the bomb is at, amen, it ain't never moved. Amen. It ain't never moved. The sun stayed there. How many years has the sun been in its exact position? Amen, amen. How many years the earth been spinning around? And how many years the moon keep jumping in the way trying to make you think the sun ain't there? They call it an eclipse. Oh, he ain't here, y'all. You can't see him. It's a blackout. Last for 5 minutes, folk panic. Oh, my God. The sun left us. Then 5 minutes later, the sun said, amen, your vision got obstructed for a few more seconds. That's all that happened. I've been here. Your vision got obstructed by the moon. I've been here. I ain't never left. I've been here for thousands of years. I ain't never left. But your vision got obstructed. Amen, amen, amen. But God is working on that vision right now. Amen, amen, amen. Some of y'all have been longer than 5 minutes. Y'all been in y'all eclipse for 5 years. Some of y'all been in y'all eclipse for 15 years. Some of y'all, amen, it might just been for 5 hours. Lord, I just had a moment to relax. Amen. My vision got obstructed for 5 minutes, for 5 hours, God. Oh, God, but now I got my sight back. I can see the sun again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. There is a bomb. There is a bomb in Gilead. We speak this and we release this in your life.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Ah, and somebody said, amen. God bless you. The heavens fall upon you. Still the evangelist. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Glory, glory, glory. That was the word.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We going, woo, glory. Nothing I can say on that. Hallelujah. Pieces of rock. Pull yourself together. Ah, he said so much. In this message, these are the kind of messages you have to go back and recapture again. Amen, because God is just speaking and speaking and speaking. Amen, and sometimes you don't have time to write everything down. Hallelujah, so that's why those archives are available to you. Amen, you can go back and listen, and anything that you weren't able to capture then, you go back and recapture it. Amen, that was a word, that was a word. Empowering souls for destiny. Took us to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, and then Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 20 through 22. Is there a bomb in Gilead? Ah, glory to God. That was the word. That was the word. Amen. I'm going to go to Prophetess. Sister Ruby can open up the lines. We'd like to go to, I see Minister Burns is on the line. That's our host for the Saturday segment. Amen. Okay. On Live Talk Radio under our umbrella, that Saturday segment, Minister Burns, she rarely gets an opportunity to come on. So we're just so happy to see her today. So we'll go to Minister Burns and come on to Property Lover and the others. Amen. God bless you. Billy, God bless you. Love you. So glad to see you on the line with us today.
God bless. God bless. God bless. Minister, liberal Democrat, I talked with Evangelist this morning, and she told me that you were going to be leaving and away for 6 months. And I said, well, let me call in so I can hear what this man of God has to say today. I was traveling in and out, and I couldn't hear everything, so I am going to go back to the archives so that I can hear it. God bless you, and may God protect you while you're away, and enjoy what I heard, that there is a bomb in Gilead, and God knows we need that now. Amen.
All right.
So thank God for you, and God bless. Can't wait till you get back so that we can talk and finally get that together that we were trying to do. Amen.
I wasn't on, but I was able to catch the opening online, and he certainly opened up and made it known to the listeners that he's going to be abroad for about 6 months, so we're missing him already. Amen. So we want to cover the man of God while he's on his assignment. Amen. And that the blood of Jesus would certainly cover him wherever he goes. Amen. So we're going to pray.
Amen. We just going to be in London. I'm going to be in London for 6 months. Amen. And then I'll be back over here. So amen to God. Amen. Amen. Just pray that God will activate my angels over in the UK.
Amen. And we're going to pray for you before we dismiss off the line. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Prophetess Glover. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory!
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's so good to be on the line. And once again, praise the Lord. It's been such a wonderful, rich word today, and it's so much. As Pastor Adrian was saying, that's laced into this word. But I am so glad that I got the opportunity to hear it, because it was so encouraging to me on this note, is that we must be in the will of God to do that he called us to do. And it really touched me so much as I've been praying concerning God's perfect will, his assignment, so that I can do that he's called me to do. And I certainly appreciate that word, Minister Democrat, because God used you to deliver it, with such clarity and execution of anointing and passion combined together. And so it's always good to hear you. I actually saw the flyer and that you would be ministering. Pastor Adrian said that you would be leaving, and immediately I began to pray. But I am going to, just as you requested, pray in everything that God will dispatch his angels and order your steps as you go and give you favor as you move throughout the UK. He said he'd give you favor with God and man, and I pray that God's peace and his blessings be upon you.
Amen.
Well, we can stop right now, Pastor Glover, and we can let you go ahead and pray for the man of God, and then we'll get to the other callers. They've been dropping off and on today, so we only have maybe about 6 or 7 people left on the line. So, Prophetess Glover, if you would pray over the man of God, we'd appreciate it. And we're going to be touching the grid along with Minister Burns. I see Lady Morris on the line, Sister Anita. Amen. We saw Prophet Davis dropped off. So, amen. We're going to let the woman of God cover you right now.
Amen. So we certainly thank God for each and every person on the line, every pastor, leader, and minister, and as well as to Pastor Burns and Lady Morris, everybody representing, of course, as always. We give honor to God for Pastor Adrian and Mother Ruby. And so, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the man of God. Yes. We thank you, Lord God, for your servant, our prophet leader, the one who's come to break the bread of life for us today. God, we thank you, Lord God, for that you've already done in his life. God, we thank you for how you brought him, Lord God, over mountains and through valleys here, Lord God, in America, how you kept him, Lord God, through dangers, seen and unseen. God, you know the call that's on his life. God, you know the anointing that upon his life, God, that you've given him for the marketplace, Lord God, and that you've given him for ministry, Lord God, and fivefold ministry gifts. God, and I thank you, Lord God, right now for the ministry that he's given, Lord God, over the last year and a half or so that we've been introduced to his ministry, Lord God. Every time he's ever come on the line and spoken a word of encouragement, Lord God, to us, Lord God, to lift us, Lord God, to direct us and to challenge us, Lord God, he's been your servant, Lord God, and we thank you, God. He's delivered your word, Lord God, and held to it, Lord God, in good days and in bad, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the gift and the grace that's on his life, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for that you're calling him to, Lord God. You said deep calls him to deep, Lord God. And Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise, Lord God. And I thank you for calling him there, Lord God, taking him down deeper, deeper in the word of God, Lord God. Structure him and guard him and arm him with the word, Lord God, that's from on high. God, I thank you for putting a word in his mouth. You said the word of God is a seed as well, and a seed of meeting in need. God, as he's sown your word, Lord God, sow back tangible things into his life, God. Increase him financially. Increase him with notoriety. You said you make his name great, Lord God. Make his name great among me, Lord God, and restore everything that's been lost to him, Lord God, and elevate him, Lord God, and increase his anointing that's on his life. And God, keep him, Lord God, in every way. Shelter his mind. Cover his mind in the blood. God, cover his mind in the blood. God, cover his mind in the blood, Lord God, and let it be set here. Let it be saturated in your word, God. I hear you. Cover his mind. Let it be washed in the blood. Lord God, no matter what, let him keep his mind stayed on you. You said according to the book of Isaiah 26:3, if we keep our mind on you, you keep us in perfect peace, Lord God. Give him the peace that he needs, Lord God. Perfection, Lord God, in you, Lord God. Let his mind stay stable and steady in the word, Lord God. And give him, Lord God, the hand, the pen of a written writer and the tongue of the learned, Lord God. I thank you for it right now, Lord God. I thank you for the word right now, Lord God. When he doesn't know what to do, send him a word, Lord God. And you said, Lord God, you would send peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. And you would allow people, Lord God, to sow into his life, to bless him, Lord God. Let him, Lord God, know exactly what he's skilled to do. And, Lord God, give him provision, Lord God. Provide for him every day, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send for him, Lord God, everything that he needs, Lord God, naturally, spiritually, emotionally, Lord God. Comfort him, Lord God, right now. Prayers of peace and comfort for the man of God right now, Lord God. And as he's Lord God, increase him, because you said you'd make him 1,000 times greater than his father's, Lord God. Increase him financially, Lord God, for he's sown by faith. And, Lord God, increase him over and over. Don't let him lack, don't let him be a beggar, Lord God, but give him that he needs, Lord God. So you said in your word, all that he has needed, thine hands have provided. Grace is your faithfulness, Lord, unto Minister Democrat. God, let it be well. Let it be well, Lord God, and let it be well. Traveling nurses and places, Lord God, give it to him, Lord God. And we thank you for victory right now. God, you said if he would prophet a glass of water, he'd have a prophet's reward. And God, he's blessed not just only me, but many. And God, let him receive it, Lord God, from you.
Thank you, God.
For every good and perfect gift come from above. And God, we thank you for victory. We thank you for power. And we thank you for the anointing that rests on him. And God, bring him back safely. Keep him healed.
Yes,
keep him whole. Keep him healthy, Lord God. For you said they were healed as they went. And God, keep him healthy.
All right.
We thank you for it. We praise you for it, Lord God. His vision, increase his vision. And naturally, and through discernment, Lord God, I thank you that his eyes are clear to see that they will not go out dim. And God, I thank you, Lord God, with long life shall you satisfy him. And keep him moving in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for the victory. And we thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for grace. And we thank you for mercy. And God, you make all things well. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we praise you. And God, right now, extend mercy and love like only you can. And Lord God, for everybody that's represented on this line, Lord God, every preacher, Lord God, every minister, Lord God, every person, Lord God, every lay person, those that may be on the chat room that we don't even know, Lord God, we compel and we ask blessings to be upon, Lord God, blessings of good health, blessings of peace, blessings of long life, blessings of provision. Lord God, bless your people today, Lord God. We ask that you give us grace and mercy and extend blessings from the north, south, east, and the west. You know the need of everybody on this line, Lord God, and send help and wholeness and healing in every way, Lord God, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, Lord God. Lift us like only you can, Lord God, and lift the heads of the people on this line, Lord God. Send, Lord God, like only you can. Touch hearts like only you can, Lord God. I thank you for victory right now. God, even the leader, Pastor Adrian Bernard, she's getting ready, Lord God, to go in and go forth and do this crusade. Lord God, send her the help that she needs. Send people to partner with her, Lord God, in the natural, that she'll have feet on the ground, foot soldiers, partners, and people that say, what can I do to help you, Lord God? And send people to sow seed. Send people to set promise. Send people to sow into the vision. And send people to buy into the vision, not just financially, but through commitment and finances where there needs to be finances. Other pastors to connect like never before. God, send the people and give us the heart, the will, and the mind, Lord God, to receive from them. And they receive from her, Lord God, on every level, Lord God. Order her steps, divide like never before. And but God, give her a rhema word, anointed by you, Lord God. Give her the crown of the light. And Lord God, give her a word in due season, Lord God, that helps your people. Touch like never before. Heal like never before. And send deliverance to her like never before. And Lord God, everybody that covers this ministry, Lord God, again I ask your grace and your love and your mercy to cover them, Lord God, physically, Mother Ruby, even Lord God, and she's a mother in Zion doing the work, Lord God. Strengthen her and give her more knowledge to do all that she does. And Lord God, to send people, Lord God, your way. Then they ask, what must I do to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord God? Empower her even the more as a mother in Zion, Lord God. And every minister on this line, touch them, anoint us, Lord God, not just them, me, every one of us included. Lord God, touch us, anoint us, Lord God, provide for us. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, Lord God, and give us a word to give your people. Because if you don't speak, Lord God, it's just tinkling cymbals, Lord God, and brass, Lord God. But give us a right now rhema word, Lord God, anointed from on high to do your work. God, we thank you for signs, wonders, and miracles for every minister, Lord God, lay minister, people of God. Lord God, I thank you that signs, wonders, and miracles shall follow, and that the people will know that we have been with Jesus, Lord God. If without this, we can do it. Give us a place of purpose in you. Give us the ability to fast and pray and seek you like never before. Give us prayer time. Lord God, give us time to study the word. Discipline disciples. Lord God, shall you make us to be that we'll eat your word, study your word, study to show ourselves approved. And God, we thank you for miracles, Lord God. Signs and wonders following. Miracles, signs and wonders. For you said these can come out only through fasting. A man can fast. A mind to pray, a mind to fast, and a mind to pray, even in desolate times, let us pray. I thank you for time to pray. I thank you for a mind to pray.
Hallelujah.
Touch us. Deliver, Lord God, like only you can deliver. Save, like only you can save. But God, touch us, your people, and fill us once again with your power, with your Holy Ghost power, Lord God. Fill us again, Lord God. There's a filling, but there are many refillings. And God, I said, fill us again. Touch us again, and anoint us again.
Come on.
I thank you that you'll fill us again. You'll touch us again. God, we thank you for victory. God, we thank you for your name. God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy and your
love. That's right. Hallelujah.
A harvesting, Lord God, of souls. A harvesting of souls, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and the west.
will hear testimonies that they shall have. Ooh, and say,
hallelujah.
What must you
hallelujah.
Do to be saved? God, we thank you. God, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Say, ha! Ah, praise your Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Ha! Ah, that's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I say this almost with fear and trembling because God just spoke it again. He said, look for
yes,
signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yes, God.
Oh,
yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes, hallelujah.
I believe the Lord said, special miracles.
Have your way, God.
Were wrought by the hands of Paul. God says,
my God, my God, my God.
He says, special yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We thank
God.
You, God.
God.
Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
You can
thank
you,
God. Huh?
You can just believe
hallelujah.
That he's going to do miracles.
Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your name.
Miracles shall be seen.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Lord.
Jesus.
My God. As you were speaking, Prophetess Glover, I'm just sitting here while I talked about those pieces of rock. You know, when good people come into your life, and then God remove them for season, you know, a piece of your heart goes with them, and this man of God has been a blessing to this ministry.
Hallelujah.
Been so faithful in coming on and
thank
supporting
you.
Us, and anything his hands found to do, anything he had knowledge of, he shared it
hallelujah.
With us. I feel like a parent. Ah, glory to God. You know, when you're sending one of your children off, your sons or your daughters off, you
yes,
want the
God.
Best for them. You want them to prosper. You want them to do well. Amen. But, you know, a part of your heart is there with them. Not that he's not coming back, but, you know, we'll still be talking and communicating with one another. But I just
thank
pray
you,
that.
That's what the midwives do when you help people give birth.
Yes,
amen.
God.
We go out to the world. Thank you. Amen. Thank God for the midwives. Hallelujah.
Lord, of God.
Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Minister Democrat, you've been such a blessing on this line and in our lives and just have helped taking this ministry to the next level. Even I just think about all of the speakers that come on and he download the messages and put them on YouTube and just put us right there on the social media where people, you know, can go. And sometimes people are browsing. You don't know what time of night people are browsing, what time of night people
that's
are
true.
Thinking about committing suicide. See, while you're asleep, somebody else is up being tormented. Somebody else is up listening to a whispering demon. Amen, amen. And you don't know how these messages, when they go on the line seeking and searching for something, you don't know how a word from one of these ministers, a word from one of these prophets can inspire them and encourage them and cause them to put the gun down.
My God, my
put
God.
The Put the medicine bottle down. Don't take the pills. Don't end your life. Hallelujah. You just don't know. So, you know, I'm happy because he's working in his profession. He's doing what he loves to do, and that's a blessing. But we are missing those 6 months that he's gone. But we just give you our blessing, Minister Democrat.
God bless you.
Blessing in your
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even the press in the snake to God. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Somebody got the press in them. Amen. I'm going to see what the end going to be. I think I go on. Amen. And see what the end going to be. Anyhow. Thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Amen. I like the press. Thank you all for the press.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Yeah. Jesus.
Amen.
Man, Sister Renita.
Hi, how's everybody? Giving honors to all the apostles, prophets, ministers, pastors, evangelists, teachers, and leaders on the line. The
God
woman
bless
God
you.
Just
Hallelujah.
Prayed. That prayer was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She prayed.
Hallelujah.
I agree with her.
She did.
The man of God who spoke, this is the third time I'm hearing you speaking. Every time you come up here, you talking to me. I had a siren.
Right.
I had one because I was running around. I was going from church to church trying to fit in, looking to be home.
My God.
My God.
That's the sistering spirit like we talked about. Amen to God. Amen. Amen. When people go out and they want to put the water where they want to put it at, and God established, I want you here.
I'm messing around.
Here it's gonna be no leak, the Lord's operation. Hallelujah. You're in the right place, and nothing leaking out. Amen. Ain't nothing about you. You gonna get all the coming to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I thank you so much for that word that came forth.
God bless you.
I pray.
You may keep calling back in. This is the well right here where the water is at. Hallelujah. The living water.
Glory.
Hello? It keeps going in and out.
Okay.
I know I'm a huge woman of God.
Yeah. But I pray that God saturates you.
I don't know. Is that liberal's line or your line, Anita?
That was a line. Well, not this
that's
could that's be because this is a different phone, so I don't know who to go.
That's your line, Minister.
We're going to go to Lady
that might have been that woman of God's line, I think.
I
think it's her line.
Because she said her call was going in and out or something like that.
Yeah, I cut it off so you can't hear it now. Let's see.
Okay, she was still talking, Sister Ruby.
Back on. Sister Renita?
Yes.
Okay.
That's your line going in and out.
It is. It is. Man of God, I pray that you do everything God requires of you, and I will be looking for the wonders to come back to the United States.
All right.
And I thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Let's see that woman of God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Definitely keep calling in, woman of God.
I see. Okay, God bless. We're going to Lady Mars.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I did not hear the message. I came in as Prophetess Glover was giving her remarks, and I just thank God for what I've heard. Thank God for the prayer. And Minister Democrat, our prayers are with you as you take your leave and everything. And as always, it's always a blessing to call in. You know, I be getting off of work, and You know, the crumbs that I get, they are sufficient. They always add something to me. So, you know,
right.
I just say, Lord, just whatever I can get. And every time it's either through someone's testimony, through a prayer, or whatever, I thank God that the morsels that I get is food, and they're good. That's why I keep coming back. God bless you all.
God bless you, my God.
God
bless you.
God bless you. I see Prophet Michael Lewis is back on. Prophet Michael Lewis. Prophet Michael Lewis.
Davis.
Oh, Davis.
Davis.
You know, I got so many of them. Prophet Michael Davis.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God
bless you. Give an honor to God who is my life, who is the King of Kings, who is the Lord of Lords, and who is the great I am. I thank God for Jesus on this day. I thank God for true salvation. I thank God for deliverance. I thank God for the anointing. And I thank God for his power in my life. For if it had not been for Jesus and the cross, where would I be? Where would I be? I would be lost if it wasn't for the cross. That's why Paul said, I preach Jesus and him crucified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God
for Evangelist Bernard a vessel that God is able to use in these last and evil days to get the message out to the people so that the people can know what they must do to be saved. Truly, we're walking in the last days. If you look at the news, you see what's going on with Israel. You see what's going on all over the world. People are hating on Christians all over the world. They're being killed in other countries. And me and another preacher was talking about this last night. You're talking about the bomb in Gilead. People want Jesus. But they say this. This is what I was talking to a preacher about last night. And I heard the woman of God, the prophetess, when she was praying, at the end of her prayer, she kept going to miracle signs and wonders. And when you go into these other countries, they deal with demons that we don't have in America. When you go over there, you got to cast those demons out because that's what they want and that's what they need because they don't have the power. A lot of those countries say, look, if you come over here and preach Jesus, we want to see the power. We want to see the power. We got people over here with demons. We got people over here that are possessed. And our gods can't get rid of those demons. All those gods that they serve, those different gods, they can't help them. So when they get a preacher that comes from America, they expect them to have one thing, miracles, and wonders, because that's what they think about America. They say, well, this is the greatest country on earth. Preaching about prosperity ain't going to help us.
We need
to be seeing the power demonstrated, the power of the Holy Ghost, because these other countries, that's what they need.
My God.
I was talking about that with a preacher last night, and it was amazing that the woman of God was saying it. The preacher last night was telling me, he said, look, if you go over to Iraq, they'll let you preach, but if you don't heal nobody, if you don't cast the devil out of nobody, they'll kill you.
My God.
My Lord.
That's how serious it is, because they read the Bible, too. Now, they might not be saved. Those people read the Bible, but they want one thing. They say, we want the Jesus of the Bible.
My God.
So, brother, I thank God that you're going. I thank God getting you away. I thank God that he's taking you there. That's a very heavy Muslim-populated area in London. It's heavily populated. They have Sharia law out there going on. They have indoctrinated
Sharia
law.
They got a heavy population of Pentecostal churches out there as well. Amen. They got a lot of African brethren out there as well. Got a lot of heavily populated Pentecostal churches out there.
Yeah, they got some Pentecostal churches out there, you're right, but they don't have the they have not indoctrinated the Pentecostal belief into their constitution. But they do have courtrooms that exercise Sharia law.
My Lord.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll let them handle that. I was like, you know, we go out there Amen. God, you know, because what you described is like what the Bible talks about. They got, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. They are assigned in different cities and different venues, different demons and different captains and different lieutenants and whatnot. Amen to God. But, amen, when the enemy comes in as a flood, God will continuously raise up the standard and activate in us, amen, the thing that has to defeat that demon. So, amen,
we
God, I go there expecting that principality. Amen. Even when I'm flying through the airspace, amen, I'll be in prayer. Amen. When I'm calling from one airspace to another, amen, I understand that the demons have been assigned to those airspaces. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we go into prayer even from there. Amen. So I definitely receive what you're saying, man of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and you
mm-hmm.
have power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." You know, I've seen a lot of missionaries go into different areas, and they were unprepared. I'm not saying this to make you afraid. I'm saying this so that before you go, you can just fast and pray like the woman of God was praying. That was a prophetic prayer that she prayed, because
mm-hmm.
these kind only
yes,
come out
God.
By fasting and prayer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now.
And when people
all
go
right.
into missionary areas, and then they face demons that they ain't seen before, and then they tuck tail and run. Just all I'm saying out of encouragement. Fast, pray, get prepared so that the Holy Ghost can show up and show out.
Ah, all right.
And so that I know
that the beautiful thing is there is a balm in Gilead. Everywhere I go, God will have, amen, an angel, amen,
Woo!
And an assignment. Amen. So I receive that every single way I go. God knew before, amen, like you said to Jeremiah, before you even thought in your mother's womb, I called thee. Amen.
Yeah.
And who God calls, amen. I believe that, amen, there's a divine order. Amen. And God does a thing with his angels and send them before us and whatnot. So I believe even now, as we are in this conversation, amen, there are things happening in the atmosphere that I don't even see, and God is getting in order. All I do is
thank
you.
Walk in
the authority. Walk in the authority of the Holy Ghost, and may
yes,
many people
God.
Be delivered. May they be set free, because that's what the balm is. Balm is healing, and healing
mm-hmm.
is deliverance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we need it in America. And if we need it in America, which is considered to be the greatest country on the face of the earth, you know these other countries need it more than we do.
My Lord.
Because this is where the gospel originated from. The gospel originated from the United States of America.
Yes.
We are the only country that has in God we trust on the money that travels all over the world. So people really in other countries, they look to us. They look to us. They look to us as not only the leaders of the free world, but they look to us as leaders for the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what they do. They look to us as leaders. And we have to go in the power of God and say we are leaders but by the Spirit of the living God. And if you have sickness, Jesus will heal you. If you need deliverance, Jesus will deliver you. And my God, brother, I know when you come back, they'll probably have you on TV. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I speak that to y'all. Hallelujah. I'd like to be in the class. And Lord, I'll do what you have me to be. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll probably come preach in y'all churches. Thank you.
To Jesus belong the glory. So, brother, be encouraged as God take you abroad. Be equipped like the woman of God prophesied. It was a prophetic prayer. I pray that you would go back
sir.
And listen to that prayer. It was truly a prophetic prayer. I heard it, and I said, this woman of God is inspired by the Holy Ghost, because that was a prophetic prayer. It was powerful. God didn't use that woman of God for nothing. It was a prophecy through prayer that she was really given instruction on when you go, these kind come out by fasting and praying, and then she ended it with the signs, the wonders, and the miracles. And that's exactly what God put in my heart, the exact same thing, because that's what those people are looking for, because they need deliverance.
All right.
Glory to
God.
God
is able. I believe God is already activating things, amen, even now, as we are yet speaking, amen, and decreeing and declaring. I believe that God is already, amen, a God activating a person, a place, and a thing. Amen. So when I get there, amen, I believe that God is going to have people in order like Jehovah Jireh. Amen, amen. He just provided, even now from that prayer. Amen. God started activating some things. Amen to God. Because, amen, how you say thoughts become things that we yet begin to speak as things. You say, amen to God, while you are yet speaking, as I was yet doing. Hallelujah. Amen. I will see that, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I feel really sad. I'm excited. Thank you.
I'm excited. Okay.
Thank God. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Bless his name, God.
Oh, glory, oh, glory. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to go. I think that's everybody. Go back to Sister Ruby for final remarks. And we want you to know, tune in for the rest of the week. We have a lineup. We've already scheduled this week. Tomorrow, Evangelist Rosalie Moody of Los Angeles, California, will be speaking. On Wednesday, we have Pastor Miracle Burlington. Thursday, Pastor Jackie London out of North Carolina, and Friday, one of my mothers in the gospel, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, Pastor Prophetess Cheryl
right.
Harrison, will be with us on Friday. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Ruby, and then we're going to give it back to the man of God for his final remarks. Amen. He will be sending us some tape messages, so we'll still be able to hear word from him abroad. Amen. So, Sister Ruby, God bless you.
God bless you. It's God bless. It's just a blessing. I know when the ones came on up there, normally I don't fool, bother with it too much. I felt they're off the Skype. But something in my spirit said, that's Minister Democrat. And sure enough, you was on 6 earlier today, and you was on, I call it Skype, I guess the ones. And I said, that's Minister Democrat. I better open this ball and see what is him. And sure enough, it was you there, Minister Democrat. So we get
thank
so
you.
Excited and blessed that the Lord is doing this work for you, that the Lord, Jesus Christ, is opening doors for you. And all I could go back and think about the time that you came on, he dropped off. Well, anyway, he came on, maybe he'll come back on. All I could think about, Saints, was the time he came on and he went to the chat room and me and him started chatting up in the chat room and he was watching over me and saying these people, this one, and in the chat room, you know, you can put a, I didn't know that, but you could put a message in there where nobody else can see it but the parties, each party that you're talking to. And I said, Lord, that's a blessing. And he kept coming on the chat room, and then finally, I guess about a week later, he came on the switchboard. And Liberal Democrat opened his mouth, and we knew that he was anointed to bring the word. And, you know, I know about Evangelist Bernard because I was here at the time he came on the chat room and then on to the switchboard. But, you know, I said to myself, Lord, I thank you for sending him to this broadcast. You know, it's always good to have brothers or pastors or bishops or whatever to be on the broadcast too. Not saying that the saints, the women and all like that, but that was this. And he was truly anointed. And he just found his hands to do. Next thing we know, he up there setting up Twitter, setting up this, setting up that. And I say, he's working for the kingdom. The Lord done sent him all the way from heaven. I told him to come over to this broadcast, to set this broadcast up and to find. And he was, you know, he had all this knowledge inside of him, which we didn't know. But, you know, Jesus know everything of who he sent here. But it was just a blessing how he, anything Evangelist Adrian Bernard asked Minister Democrat to do, he done. And not only done, he added more and more. And it just, it wasn't about a penny. It wasn't about a dollar. It wasn't about money. It was about the building of the kingdom of Jesus Christ and that he was anointed and gifted. So I know that the Lord, I feel in my spirit that the Lord is opening the doors for him in London, and the Lord is going to operate and send him where he must. And Liberal Democrat do believe in praying. Now, he ain't going to let you off this line unless he pray. fasting. Mm-hmm. I feel like he do, but praying, he's going to pray. And he's always willing to help somebody else out. Evangelist Bernard would say, well, such and such on the good, open up their broadcast. Guess what? Liberal Democrat got their number and called them and assist them too. So his heart, I felt like, I said, Lord, his heart is sort of like David. You know what I mean? He just was so nice and kind, and a piece of my heart is going with him, you know, because I'm saying to myself, I think I met him first on chat room, and then Evangelist Bernard got to, if she wasn't on the chat room at the time, because I was manding the chat room. She was teaching me, so I had kind of mastered it, so I was there on my own, and then Liberal Democrat came in. So it's just been a blessing and anointing and the gift that he has given this Block Talk Radio a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministry, and he has built it up in the spiritual kingdom since. So my part of my heart is gone, but I know in my heart of heart that the Lord has opened these doors for you, Minister Democrat, and you're going to walk through them, and a lot of people going to hear the gospel, and they're going to say, what must I do to be saved? And you're going to, like Prophetess Glover said, you're going to get them devils out, and they ain't coming back because they got to deal with Jesus Christ. And like you said, he's making the way and opening the path, and you don't have to worry because he got angels all around you because of your goodness and your kindness and your faithful to this broadcast. So part of me is leaving because, you know, I say I love Liberal Democrat's heart and spirit because he's just so kind and gracious, and then if he come on the line early, and I'll call him, you know, maybe 8 or 9 calls on, and I'll say, Minister Democrat, do you mind me going to this one, or do you want me to come? Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm having church. I feel churchy. I mean, so he just have a kind, caring heart. So I'm going to miss you, but we're glad you're going to send some tapes, and we know the Lord is with you, and he's leading and guiding your path, and he got it all covered, the blood of Jesus. Okay. Never lose his power, Minister Democrat. So I love you with the love of Jesus, and God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Even I got my call dropped.
You.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Amen, amen, amen. It dropped. I was wondering, the line just dropped. I couldn't say nothing. And I, oh, okay, and whatnot, you know, the thing dropped and whatnot, you know. I was using my assistant's phone, and he said, you got to plug it up. See, I'm still in, you know, I'm still in the ages with the phone, the regular phone. But amen,
yes.
Amen, hallelujah, anyhow. But praise God, saints, amen to God. Again, like iron sharpens iron, I'm encouraged, amen, like Sister Ruby and whatnot, you know, how she would, amen to God, play those songs. And like I was speaking about, amen to God, you know, about the right and left part of the brain, amen, artists use certain parts of their brains and whatnot, and they think different. And I believe that God literally knew this, you know, when he had Sister Ruby, getting us encouraged with those songs as the broadcast starts and the broadcast begins.
Mm-hmm.
It would begin with praise and end with praise with a song. So God knew what he was doing. He was strategic. Amen. That was healing. It was a healing going on when I was hearing those songs. So amen.
Yeah.
So thank God for that. Amen. For the devotion. Like, a lot of churches done forgot about devotion. Amen. Scripture reading and prayer and praise and singing songs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is about a tape, you know. They got tape here, and the tape, they put a tape in. But thank God, amen to God, that people are still here, amen, deciding what's going to be heard and what's going to be said. And I thank God for the tape. But thank God for the people, for the Ruben, the armor bash, you know, just what song to play, amen, according to, amen to God, what spirit is on the line. So, amen, so I thank God for her to be obedient to the spirit of God as well. Amen, amen. And again, Evangelist, God bless you, amen, for being obedient with these messages, right? When God would give you a theme and a message, I would say, okay, hold it, amen, amen, here comes the test. Amen, amen. And right then and there, amen, amen, when we would get these messages about, like, God empowering God, amen, like, you know, empowering us for the destiny, when we would get these messages, God would, like, say, a test is coming. And you're going to be empowered if you use what I gave. Amen. If you use the weapons I gave, amen. You're going to win every single time. Amen. But when we start to fight with those other things, like David said, I can't fight with this other weapon. I don't know how to fight with this gear on and these big swords. I don't know how to fight with that stuff. If we fight with what God gave us, amen, we will win every single time. Amen. That's why I said be encouraged. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to go back and listen as well. Amen, because I was like, Lord, I hope this phone ain't going in and out and whatnot. Yeah. But, amen, amen. But we just hope. But again, I'll be sending some more. Again, I'll upload them directly to the talking. I'll upload them to you first, woman of God, so you can hear them first and whatnot. And then you can just upload them as well, amen, to Blog Talk. Amen. So God bless. Any special requests, amen, before we get ready to close out?
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, so if you can close us on out with a word of prayer, we'll see you all on tomorrow. God bless you. We thank God for that word. I got to go back and hear it again where it can saturate my heart. Hallelujah.
All right.
Sometimes when you're doing all right. other things, you miss something. So I certainly will be going back into the archives to hear that word again. It was a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
I just appreciate you.
Amen. The word of prayer. See you all on tomorrow. Thank you, Prophetess Glover and Lady Mars, Sister Ruby, those that stayed on to the end. We appreciate you in Jesus' name.
Amen. We thank God for every prophetess, pastor,
hallelujah,
apostle. Amen. Prophetess. Amen. And God, the armor bearers, the intercessors. Thank you. We all was just on this one line. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I'm saying praise God for the gifts being activated. Amen. If God activating all these gifts, that means something is coming, y'all. Amen. 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 So we need to watch and pray. Amen. Because God don't activate gifts for anything. He activates them for a reason. Lord,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For every soul under the sound of our voice. Whether they're listening now, God, or they're going to listen afar off. It might be in the morning when they're listening. It might be in the afternoon. It might be in the evening. It might be in their car, God, when they're listening. But God, activate in them, God. Hallelujah. The bomb in Gilead, oh God. Hallelujah. Let them know, God. Hallelujah. That, amen, it's in the church. Amen, amen, to God. It's in the Bible. Amen, amen. When they look in God. Amen, amen. Have them destroy their sisters, oh God. Amen. Have their sister in the sea. I-S, oh God, T-E-R-N-S, God, the well that they have built out in the desert. Oh, God, but let them come on back in the house, God. The answer is in the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. In your prayer group, in your conference line. Amen to God. Oh, God, we speak it that they don't have to do it by themselves. We speak it that they no longer try to fight alone. Oh, God, but we speak it, oh God, and release that petrol spirit. Amen. The Greek name for Peter. Amen. A large piece of rock. We got some large pieces of rock on this phone, God. Hallelujah. Yes. Activate these pieces of rock, oh God. Hallelujah. That they come together when they fight the adversary, God. Oh God, that they touch and agree, God. Cover. Oh God, this line. Cover the mantle. Oh God, of the keeper of this mighty evangelist, God. Hallelujah. Go with the family, God. Hallelujah. Go with those assigned to us, God. Activate the gifts inside of this ministry, God. Hallelujah, the armor bearer, God. Hallelujah, find a place, God. Oh, God, and a specific weapon for that specific demon, God. Oh, God, empower your people, God. Hallelujah, all those assigned to this ministry, all those that are partnered with this ministry, God. God, cover them, God, that there be no backlash, that there be no retaliation, God. Oh, God, but move, not by power nor by might. Oh, God, but do it by your spirit, God. Oh, God, that your people, God. Oh, God, will find that balm in Gilead, God. They will find the healing. They will find the answer, God. And they will find out that it's always been in you all the time. We speak this and release this in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you.
Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. God bless you all. Have a blessed day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank
you. I want to introduce to you right now your friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word
say,
is.
Amen.
God has spoken. The church say.